Ball 35 away. Here now is Clough out the back for Gaskell. Nice hands. Here's Sidlow straight through the middle. Can the fullback stop him? No, he can't. Sidlow will dive in. The big fella on the angled run put through an amazing gap by Gaskell. And Sidlow opens the score in Bradford Bulls lead by 4 points to nil.
That's what the Bulls are all about. And if you give them easy yards, that's exactly on the fourth tackle. Just move the ball nicely. And on the second man again, it's that man Lee Gaskell, just showing all his qualities, showing his vision. Excellent, nice little pass to Sidlow. And 30 yards out, the big guy, plenty of pace, round the fullback. The first 4 points for the Bulls. Smart rugby league, Matt Wilson.
Yeah, it was. It was a nice pass. And to be fair, Sidlow, he...
Showed a bit of toe, didn't he?
He did there, the big fella.
Showed a bit of toe.
Angled run. He would have loved to have run straight over the top of the fullback, and that's what Pop forwards like to do.
But he thought about it.
He ran round him.
I bet he thought about it. I'll tell you what, the fullback was glad as well. He went round him rather than trying to run over him.
Oh, Alderson's gone straight through from the tap and offloads it to Danny Addy, who will walk in. Well, the kick for touch was 20 metres out, the tap take, and Orbison ran in like a steam train and went straight through the line of defence and offloaded for Addy to score. It's 8 points to nil, and Gary Thornton might be a miracle worker, but if players won't tackle on their own line, he's got mission impossible.
Absolutely, he can't do anything about that if players will not tackle around the legs. Quite simply, if you go too high on the big guys, you just get brushed apart, and that's quite simply what he did there. And Danny Addy, the quality player what he is, good support player under the black dot. The Bulls making it look easy at the moment.
Last one, Jean-Philippe Bale just moving off the mark there. He was told to go back and play, and here's Gaskell short side to Patel, gets Williams down the line, going for the corner, ball back on the inside, Patel must score, jumps it out the back, and it's a try for the Bradford Bulls, third try in the opening 12 minutes. Not sure who got it. Was it Shaw who dived in at the end? We'll confirm that in a moment.
Yeah,
the Bulls
Ryan
lead,
Shaw, Mark,
14
Shaw,
points to nil. A more inept Doncaster defence. Good hands in fairness from the Bulls, but they've got to be making those one-on-one tackles.
That's what it is. It's costing them dear. But again, it's just down the blind side. They're working in what, the 10 or 15 minutes blind side, creating that 3-on-2 situation. Great hands, excellent support player. And as I say, I would imagine Jimmy Lawes will be making sure the Bulls don't take the fourth for gas when Doncaster have got the ball, because I would imagine this will be a game, Matt, where Lawes is targeted looking for the for and against in the league table.
So it's in the game clock on the far side has gone off, so we'll play it by ear in terms of the time. Ball thrown back inside by the Bulls, it gets to Patel on the outside. That's a better tackle on this near side touchline from the wingman, Sam Doherty, and Bradford have spilled it, and it's a kick ahead here on the free play from Pascal Dunne. If he picks it up, he might get in. He bumps them off, he is going to score. Try for Pascal Dunne, and that was great enterprise, and the advantage will work to perfection. Bradford spill it inside their own 30. Dunne picks it up, chips ahead, gets the bounce of the ball, and Doncaster on the board. It's 14 points to 4.
He's been one of the best Doncaster players all season, Pascal. I've been very, very impressed when I've seen him. And I'll tell you what, this just tells you exactly the same as the first game when it was over at Doncaster that came out early in the season. If Bradford think they could just play a game of touch and pass and don't keep that intensity up, well, Doncaster, they proved by scoring 38 points that they will hang on in this game.
Here's Sidlow, got us underway with a try, scoring out the back for Gaskell. Short pass, it will find Patel. They've got a bit lucky here, and Williams going for the corner. Williams going, and he's in, despite the best efforts of James Cunningham, who tried to barge him out. And Bradford got a bit lucky. It was a scruffy pass. It went to ground, but what it did, it allowed Patel to run onto it. He got Williams away, and that's a fine finish in the corner. Bulls 18, Doncaster 6.
Yeah, quality winger Danny Williams. He gave an opportunity on the outside, and what I do like about Williams, he will stay on the outside, but it was, I think there's a bit of a shoulder charge as well from Cunningham there, and the referee maybe just having a word, but yeah. Maybe a little bit lucky, but good smart player, good whip on the passing. And Williams, well, got pace, experience. He'll score your tries, given opportunities.
Is this a problem, though, for the Bulls? Because we are sat here, you know, it's like an afternoon at the cricket, isn't it? There's the polite ripple of applause now and again when Bradford do anything well, but
Mark,
there's no atmosphere here, is there?
At the end of the day, you create your own atmosphere. The Bulls have created this atmosphere by realistically trying to score on every set of seats, coughing up, making basic errors, and that is why you know, Doncaster still in this game.
The ball's away with Williams on that one. He's cutting again. Some awful tackling. Williams bursts away from four. He's put the step on. Ball on the inside. It's going to be a try. And Mendika on as a substitute has scored at the side of the post. Credit Danny Williams. Caught the defence napping as he cut in from that left touchline. And Mendika scores the try. Bradford extend their lead 22-6.
Well, it's again, it's what's been the problem for Doncaster certainly that first half was the tackling quite clearly going too high. Get round the legs, fellas, and you will stop them. But say, Danny Williams is showing all his class. And I say, well, Mendika, as all good players should be doing, supporting on the right shoulder and just scoring up the side of the post. Just to start, the Bulls, James Lowes and the Bulls fans want it for this second half.
Six gone, second half, more foul playing. Oh, Lowacki didn't like that.
He was going to let one go, wasn't he?
He was, and he held
was gonna,
on.
He was going to let the big right go then.
Here's Olbison.
As I said before, Matt Wilson, I don't mind a bit of Biff, son.
You
don't. I don't mind a bit of Biff.
Here's O'Brien, and finally that's brought the crowd to life. Here now is Addy. They've got numbers on that far side. Jean-Philippe Bale can't get the pass away. Patel and Williams were waiting there. They were going to decide who was going to score. They were that open.
So easy, wasn't it? Hey, just had to let the ball go.
Jean-Philippe Bale didn't get the ball away. It's a scruffy play of the ball. O'Brien kicks in goal. It's a good kick, and it's dived on in the far corner.
Just give it.
And I think this is going to be a try for Danny Williams, who pounces on the loose ball. It's two tries in 4 minutes at the start of the second half, and Bradford might just be starting to cut loose. They lead by 28 points to 6.
Well, if that's what it's taken from Doncaster, it's been a mistake, because they've certainly walked the Bulls up here by a little bit more urgency, a bit more aggression in the running, and well, they're in total control now, the Bulls, and well, nice little kick through from the hooker, the little hook himself, busy hooker in Adam O'Brien, and Danny Williams just followed up, and well, an easy 4 points for the Bulls. But I tell you what, the big guy Lowacki, he was going to let the big right go then, Mark Wilson, wasn't he?
He was.
Something annoyed him in that tackle.
Yeah, it did.
Oh,
the Bradford team moving the ball. Olbison slides it through. Try He's got Wasaili on his shoulder. He does. Wasaili will race in. They're after him, but they'll not catch him. Etu Wasaili maybe should have gone round towards the post, but he gets the third Bradford try in 6 minutes, and the floodgates now have opened. The atmosphere bouncing at Oddsall. It's going to be another win for the Bradford Bulls. They lead 32-6.
It is, and it's just that tip tackle is just maybe put the Bulls into Sparkwell, saying, well, listen, we're going to step up the intensity here. We're going to up the urgency. And once they've done that, the quality and the class have just been told in the last, what, 2 or 3 minutes, 3 quality tries, and Alderson, quality second rower, steps on his right peg through the gap, draw the fullback, and well, it's a simple try for the winger, Ucelli, running the 30 yards. May could have gone to make the kick a little bit easier for the kicker, Addy, but they won't worry about that. The Bulls now, Mark Wilson, in total control.
So there could be more points here as they come down the short side. Oh, they've strolled in. Adam Henry has walked in without a hand laid on him. The Doncaster players protest, but that was awful defending. They came down the blind side, and Adam Henry will never score an easier try. It's 4 tries in quick succession now, and the Bulls lead 36-6.
All too easy. That spirit and commitment I've been saying about Doncaster, it just seems to now totally deflated him, and the Bulls are in total control. And now, this is just like a training park run. They'll be looking to go through what they do in training, to put that into practice, put it into game turns when the pressure's on a little bit, and looking to turn more pressure into points. The Bulls now definitely in total control of this game.
Ball coming forward to within 2 of the line, and they're over. This is going to be another try for the Bradford Bulls. Yeah. And it's driven over, and it's Crossley again.
Yeah.
He's a big lad. They refuse to tackle him round the legs, and that's what he can do. 42-6, the Bulls lead.
It was, and what a soft try. Well, they're out with the feet at the moment, and the Dons, and they just can't stop this juggernaut of the Bradford Bulls. But as I say, as I've mentioned, if you don't go around the legs, fellas, then they will just keep pumping them big legs and making yards, and that's exactly what Steve Crossley did and got his 4-pointer. And, well, Doncaster behind the sticks. I tell you what, fellas, you've got another, 23 minutes to go, and if you don't sort it out, this could get quite embarrassing.
And here comes Patel, gets it away from Williams. Williams over halfway. He's burned off the players, gets it back on the inside. It's going to be another Bradford try. Could be a problem, though, here.
Is it Gaskell?
Gaskell has pulled up with an injury. Let's hope he's all right in scoring the try. He did pull up rather gingerly, but Bradford are on fire. 48 points to 6 now. The try is coming thick and fast. And Doncaster, well, they're wearing out the grass underneath those posts in front of the Rooley Lane Terrace.
They are indeed, and it's an old saying, you take your positions, lads, and they're all unfortunately reporting behind the sticks. But yeah, again, it's great play for the Bradford Bulls, and well, the Doncaster, they just seem to, they don't want to tackle around the legs, and they're getting bumped off left, right and centre by the Bulls forward. But slick play again down that left-hand side for the Bulls. Doncaster's right, it's been a weakness all game. And well, as all good quality halfbacks do, support on the inside.
Clough won't hang around. Oh, what on earth has gone on there? There's a Bradford player who's gone flying out of the tackle.
Sending off this.
Well, Gaskell, he doesn't know what day it is. Surely he's got to have been struck here. How has he come out of that tackle like that?
He's got to send him off this. He's just struck him, hasn't he?
Bradford had the ball, and there's a set two here. Gaskell went flying out. It was like something off the wrestling.
Yeah, just went flat first.
Face first into the turf.
He's got to send him off. He's got to send him off.
I didn't see who.
Grout or Groat or what? Harry Grout from Only Fools and Horses. Or Porridge, isn't it? He's got to send him off, hasn't he?
He's having a look at this one. He's off to check that Gaskell is all right.
He can't just flatten somebody, and he just went.
Well, Gaskell tried to get to his feet and he wobbled over, didn't he? And the referee, as yet, has taken no action. Is this going to be another on-report job?
Well, it's going to bottle it again, isn't it? He's off now. Is he going off, Gaskell?
Yeah, he is. Gaskell done for the day. Off. He's been helped off the field.
He's not even. He's just giving a penalty. He's not putting on. Well.
I've never seen an incident like that before.
It would surprise me if Lawes had come
down. Well, the touch is coming back on again now.
You've got to send him off.
Now the hand's going in the pocket. It's a yellow card for Groat. Just a yellow. So Doncaster's task, if it wasn't big enough already, they're down to 12 as Groat is simbing.
That is not a simbing in offence. It's a straight sending off. He's took a man out who's not anywhere near the ball, interested in taking the ball. Then he's just flattened him and Gaskell's off for the remainder of the game, you would say. Atrocious refereeing. And officiating as well from the touch judge.
Ball going towards the sticks here. Should be in again. Bradford, they're over the line. Have they got it down? Yes, they have.
I think it's Dick Crossley again, isn't it?
It's Crossley who scored. Well, I thought he got off. He's come straight back on. And he's got more points. It's 54-6. And this now an absolute procession. Seventh try in the opening 22 minutes of the second half.
Well, it's quite simple here now. Doncaster, they've lost the marbles. They've lost the discipline. They've lost the spirit. They've lost the character. And I say, with the quality of this Bulls team now, they will just be enjoying this. They will certainly enjoy the last 80 minutes here. And, well, it's quality to see. But Doncaster, I'm afraid, you've been your own downfall, fellas. Lack of discipline now. The tackling's been atrocious.
Here's O'Brien. Little kick through. Oh, he's picked it up. He's going to go in. Surely he gives it on the inside. And it's another try for the Bradford Bulls. Mendika's second of the afternoon. The substitute only came on at the break. Two tries for him. He celebrates with Bullman. The Bradford Bulls could be going joint top with Lee Centurions if results elsewhere stay as they are. And the Bulls have put 60 on the Dons.
Yeah, great little play there from Adam O'Brien. It's just a little reminiscent. I'm sure he's been watching some DVDs of James Laws. Whether he likes it or not, Laws will be saying here. Have a look at some of these. This is how you do it, son. And it's a lovely little kick through. And bounced up lovely. And, well, Mendika, he was the first to react. Great support from the left-hand shoulder over the side of the post. And, well, you just saw how delighted he was going over for a double this afternoon.
30 metres out from the line. Bradford have it. Still got a couple of tackles in the tank here. O'Brien to Sidlow. Got us underway with the first try. Looking for another one. He's tackled 15 away. Last one. O'Brien out of dummy half. Gives it to Mendika. Did that
try
go
time.
Forward? Patel for Williams, who's scored again in the corner. It's a hat-trick for Danny Williams. And Bradford now absolutely piling it on. 66-6 they lead at the Providence Stadium.
It is, and again it's been discipline from Doncaster who's given him that field position. And well, the quick hands again, good vision. And Danny Williams just hanging that touchline. Nice pass again from his centre, first of all. A goal going over for his hat-trick. Well done, Danny Williams.
Patel gets it away.
Try time.
There's going to be a fourth for Williams, and it is. Bradford go from right to left.
And now Bradford going top of the league on points, falling against Matt Wilson.
They could be. They lead 70 points to 6. Danny Williams, four for him on the afternoon. And the Bulls, had they kicked their goals, Gary Schofield would be top of the league.
They would be top of the league, and, well, again, it's just the need discipline, which gives them a good field position, but you've got to give credit to this Bulls outfit. You've got to take your opportunities, and the quality of the passing, the quality of the awareness has been outstanding this second half. And, well, as I keep mentioning, let the ball do the work, let the ball do the work for you, and exactly what they've done this second half. And Danny Williams, well, he'll be delighted with four tries this afternoon. And Scott, you'll take a bit of credit because he likes the four and against. Thank you very much, Mark Wilson.